Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The manhunt continuing here in the Boston area, but we want to remind everyone, of course, of the tragedy of the casualties from the bombings on Monday. The people of this community will be dealing with that for a long time. And many of the casualties, many of the most serious casualties from the marathon bombings were amputations of spectators who were near to the bombs, which maimed and targeted lower extremities. And that results in people losing their legs at an event which is all about the use of legs. One of the extraordinary ironies of the marathon is that there were amputees running in the Boston Marathon on Monday. One of them was Dick Traum, founder of Achilles International. Achilles International's mission is to enable people with all kinds of disabilities to participate in mainstream athletics in order to promote personal achievement. Dick, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
What went through your mind as you yourself approached that finish line in Boston, and then as the events have unfolded over the past several days?
Well, I was using a hand crank wheelchair, and I finished probably 3 hours before the event took place, and I actually was in bed sort of taking a nap when I heard it. And one of the things that really got me upset is I heard there were a lot of amputees, and I didn't realize there were people who lost their limbs, but I thought possibly some of our recently wounded soldiers were involved, and this was very, very upsetting.
And as you think about, you know, this is an amazing moment where, you know, because of the terrorism epic that we've entered here in the United States, some of the veterans who are running in the Boston Marathon are amputees because of the events that have transpired since 9/11, and here, individuals resulting in injuries, amputations, here at the finish line of the Boston Marathon, it just seems to be something of a set piece of what we're all going through here in the United States in the aftermath of all of these terrorism incidents and the wars that have come about as a result.
Yes. It's almost like a Twilight Zone kind of a situation. And it's something that just really hurts me in that what we're about is trying to help people get better. And here's someone who is making lots of effort to hurt.
And in the case of the recovery of so many veterans that you've worked with, the prospect that someone injured this week in Boston could be running in that marathon, if not next year, then over the next several years, that's a real possibility, and you've seen people who have made that transition and have come back that long road.
Yes, we've had a number of amputees compete in marathons within a year of when they were wounded. I suspect that a number of the recently wounded folks, amputees, will be out there doing the 2014 Boston Marathon, hopefully with Achilles.
And you'll be able to help them.
Absolutely.
To make that transition. That speaks a lot about the importance of athletics, the sense of coming back and coming back hard after something like this, which is what this community is about, and really the people that you deal with is all about. It's not letting events like this stop you, even with extraordinary grave injuries.
No, it's coming back. It's a sense of achievement. I'm not going to let this change the way I live. You know, one of my favorite wounded veterans, went ahead and he ran the marathon on an artificial leg about a year after he was wounded. And he tried to re-enlist to go back to his battalion in Iraq. And they said, you can't do that. You only have one leg. And he said, well, I just ran the New York City Marathon. If I can run a marathon on an artificial leg, I can go back to the front. And they thought about it, and they agreed, and he became the first amputee to go back to the front.
Well, the notion of bouncing back after events like this, there's a well-worn path of veterans who have preceded the individuals who may be thinking about the very same things because of the events here in Boston this week. Dick Trumb, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dick Trumb ran in the Boston Marathon, founder of Achilles International. Its mission is to enable people with all kinds of disabilities to participate in mainstream athletics like the Boston and New York Marathons.